Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Praise God, praise God. Go get your blessing, praise God. It's your time. Hallelujah. It's your time. Hallelujah. To go get your blessing. Bless the Lord on the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what. Hallelujah. What we gonna do? We gonna run that back one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go get your blessing. Get crunk with it.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Yeah.
right that back. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Go get your blessing. Praise God. It's there for you to go get. Hallelujah. It's right there. God has already laid it out for us to get it. All we got to do is do what he say and go get your blessing. Bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in. We thank God for everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Praise God on tonight. It won't stop. It won't quit. It keeps going and going and going and going. And we ain't going to stop. Hallelujah. Till we get enough. And guess what? We ain't got enough yet. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is in the building. Hallelujah. Based out of the West Coast, praise God. Long Beach, California is in the house. Apostle Ellen Curry is the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God in his absence on tonight. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just talked to the man of God. Praise God. He's going to try to join us later. He's caught up in some business right now. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. But we got a word for you. I got a word for you on tonight. So we're going to move forward with the service on tonight. Bless the Lord. Before we even go any further, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to be on the line tonight, to be in your presence on tonight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you for it. We magnify you for it. Lord, we worship you on tonight. Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You're truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you for each and everything you do in our lives. We lift you up tonight, Lord, for you said when we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. And we thank you. We praise you. And we magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away the work of the enemy on tonight. Bless the phone lines on tonight. Hallelujah. We bind the enemy, and we rebuke him, and we cast him away from this line. You are not welcome here, you devil. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord tonight and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody out there on YouTube that's tuned in. This is the Comedic Jewish Fellowship Worldwide. We are international. Hallelujah. And this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. We won't stop and we won't quit. We thank God for you out there that have called in and tuned in. If you want to get the testimony on the throne of grace, call that number on your screen. Hallelujah. Call into the line tonight and put that testimony, put that prayer request on the throne of grace and watch God work it out for you. Hallelujah on tonight. We're going to go straight to the line for testimonies and prayer requests. No scripture. Hallelujah. You know what the business is. If you got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, if God has been good to you, hallelujah, this is your time to stand before the throne and announce before the world how good God is. This is your time, hallelujah, to magnify the Lord. This is your time to testify on the healing power, to testify on the delivering power, to testify, hallelujah, on the come up power of Jesus. This is your time. And if you got a prayer request, this is your time to put it on the throne of grace also. The word of God says this about praying. He says, when two or more come together, touching and agree on anything in the earth, on anything in the earth. I'm going to say it again. On anything in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. We want to touch it. If you got a prayer request, if you got a need from God, we want to touch and agree with you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we want, amen, to touch and agree with you so God can work that out in your life. Hallelujah. And then we want you to call back in later on with your testimony of how he worked it out. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines. The phone lines are open for testimonies and prayer requests. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Mother. Go right ahead.
Announcement. On the prayer line, I hear the background noise. Please, while the man of God going forward, please tell us, put your phone on mute. If you have to put your phone on mute, because that's a very bad distraction. Sound like somebody's eating a paper being messed with or something. Let's give God the honor and respect him. And give the men and women the honor to hear God's word going forward. Please, due to respect to God. This is his prayer line. He's on board already. I apologize for having to make this announcement, but please, if you have to, please put your phone on mute. You can still hear the voice of God going, demands of God going forward. Please listen to a word from the Lord, because he came to warn us through the men and women of God. Please, please give God some respect.
Amen, Mother Alberta.
Come back to Pastor Andre. But Pastor Andre, I do have a testimony.
Go right ahead, Mother. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank and praise God for waking us up all up this morning and for giving us another chance and another opportunity to get it right. Somebody didn't make it today. Somebody mourning the loss of their son, their daughter, their mother, their father on today. Somebody mourning the loss of their brothers on today. Matter of fact, it was two deceased that happened on this week. We need to give God all the glory,
give God
and
all the glory and all the praise.
And lift his name up,
and lift
where,
his name up where it belongs.
He deserves all the
glory. He deserves all the glory and all the praise.
And the background noise must go in the name of Jesus. The background noise must go in the name of Jesus. Let's give God all the respect, because he deserves it.
He deserves the king of kings.
So give him the respect he deserves. But I thank God for being on the line tonight. I thank God for the men and women on the line, because we is, just because we on the line, we in the house of God. We on the line of God. This line is dedicated to God. And we on here going about his business. So give him the respect he deserves. Give him the respect that you would give your boss on a job. Give him the respect, because he deserves all the glory and all the respect. Pray my children in the Lord. Pray for my children, lost family members, and loved ones. Pray for peoples around the globe everywhere. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for this weather. Thank God for being here on the line tonight. God had to be on the line last night. The phone was off. So, thank God. My family, my friends, my loved ones, my niece and my nephew, wherever they at. Thank God for my sister. Thank God for my brother. I just thank God for everybody today. Amen. It's a sad brother.
Amen.
Thank God for Sister Crystal, all of you all. Brother Allen Editorial. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, brother, on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for your testimony. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on the line on tonight?
My name is Shabama. I want to praise God for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I want to thank God for watching over all the sick and shedding and wherever they might be. I want to thank God for all his blessings. Thank God for his traveling grace. Thank God for guiding my footsteps and leading me in the right direction. I just want to thank God for holding my hand in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, sister. Bless the Lord on today. Do we have any more testimonies on the line on tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, Brian from Atlanta, Georgia.
Amen, Brother Brian.
I just want to thank God for waking up this morning. So I'm up on a new day. I want to thank God for helping me pull it through. I'm now out for the cords. My wound healed up properly. And I thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord for my sisters being able to help me. And the nurses and the doctors. I want to ask God to take care of all the families around here in the South and out West. They're going through these storms and stuff right now. And up and down the East Coast and up in the Midwest as well. Or wherever it may be at. I thank God that you died for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Brian. Praise God. We thank God for you and all tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah. For each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, once again, this is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. It won't stop and it won't quit. It just keeps going and going and going, and we ain't going to stop until the Lord tells us to stop. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We're going to put a quick selection and immediately follow with selection. I'm going to bring forth a word from the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you touch each and every person on the line tonight. Touch us all individually, Lord, for only you know our individual needs. Hallelujah. And you said that you would provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you right now that the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for blessing us for our obedience, Lord. Help us to be more obedient to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to drop in our systems on tonight. Thank you in advance for the revelation you are about to give us on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We ask that you touch this generation. Hallelujah. Touch this generation, Lord, that they might come to know you. Hallelujah. Touch everybody going through the storms, the wildfires, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless everybody that's lost a loved one on today. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort them, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in each and every last one of our lives. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you got your Bibles, you can go ahead and get it ready. We're going to Luke 17. Hallelujah. Luke 17, chapter 1. Praise God. Immediately following the selection, we're going to dive into the Word of God. But I want you to know tonight that God will never put more on you. Hallelujah, than you can bear. Bless the Lord.
Never.
I said never.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. How many of you know he'll never put more on us, hallelujah, than we can bear? Bless the Lord on tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody
amen.
That's tuned in, everybody that's called in tonight. This is the revival that just won't stop. We just won't quit. We keep going and going and going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We usually have the Holy Apostle, Apostle Curry, preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. He had something to do tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he asked me if I would step in and give a word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I told you to go to Luke 17, but the Lord changed it during the song. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 on tonight. Bless the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be starting at verse. Hallelujah. Number. Amen. Let's start at number 20. Let's start at number 12. Verse number 12. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And it reads, I'm reading out of the King James Version on tonight. It says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with every temptation will also make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Hallelujah on tonight. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah. The message tonight, amen, you might want to say the title is, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, knows what you can take. Praise God. God knows what you can take. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When we start off at verse 12, it says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Take heed lest he fall. It's a lot of people out there that think they know everything, praise God, and think they so spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. And think they are beyond falling to the temptation of the enemy. Praise God, hallelujah. But Paul, the writer, is saying, hold up, you need to take heed unless you fall, praise God, hallelujah. If you don't watch yourself, you will fall victim to temptation before you know it. Remember David? See, a lot of what we say how holy and saved we are, but do you remember David? The Bible describes David after man, a man after God's own heart. But yet a man after God's own heart, hallelujah, fell victim to, hallelujah, seduction. He fell victim to adultery. Praise God. He fell victim to murder. He lied. Praise God. And he tried to cover it up. Bless the Lord. This was a man after God's own heart. If this man, if he would have been alive today, you know the Christians would have crucified him. Hallelujah. Praise God for the how far he fell from the mark, because he wasn't taking heed. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why the story is there. Hallelujah. Not just to highlight the downfall and the shortcomings of David, the man of God, but for us to take heed to ourselves. Because if a man after God's own heart can fall, hallelujah, praise God, we can fall also. Praise God. But this scripture helps us out in our walk. This scripture helps us out with temptation. This scripture helps us out with sin, because the next line says in verse number 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such is common to man. Hallelujah. Let me translate that, because Paul was, you know, he was kind of smart. He liked to, you know, be very poetic and lyrical when he spoke. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he says, no temptation has overtaken you such as common to man. No temptation. Amen. You have not failed to any temptation that no other person has failed to. Praise God. In other words, everybody has fallen victim to temptation. You're not the only one. This is important to know because the enemy will tell you everybody else around you is saved except you. Everybody else has been living right except you. You are the only one that has fallen. You are not worth it. Hallelujah, to be a child of God because you have fallen victim to your temptations. But the Bible is telling us here that there is no temptation common. This is common. It is common. People are tempted every day. Preachers are tempted. Pastors, bishops, deacons, hallelujah, presidents, hallelujah, amen. Nobody is excluded from being tempted by the temptations of the flesh. Praise God. Yeah, we are spiritual beings living a human experience. But you got to realize that human part of you, that flesh part of you, you're tempted. Your eyes see that sexy woman over there. Your eyes see that tall, dark, and handsome man. Your eyes see that person when they drop that money on the ground. Your eyes see all these things that you are tempted by. Hallelujah. And your flesh, your body, your human side, amen, wants these things that they desire that they're not supposed to have. Praise God. And the Bible is telling us this happens to everybody, not just you. Praise God. We talk about people when they get caught up in their sexual temptations. The pastor cheated. Hallelujah. Somebody was having relations with an underage person. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody was seeing prostitutes. Hallelujah. Somebody was lying about this. Somebody was stealing. Somebody was gambling. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Bible tells us, hallelujah, you go through the same thing I go through. You struggle just like I struggle with temptation. Hallelujah. Praise God. This scripture lets us know, verse number 13 is letting us know, ain't nobody better than you. Ain't nobody holier than thou. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can fall victim. You fell victim. So can that other person fall. Hallelujah. Praise God. They not know better than you. Hallelujah. The Bible says all the sins are equal. No sin is greater than the other. So just like you did what you did. They lied. All I did was tell a little white lie. The Lord say that's still a sin. You done still fell short of the glory when you told that lie. When your wife said, do this dress look fat on me? And you told her no because you ain't want to hurt her feelings. That was a lie. Well, I didn't want to hurt her feelings, Lord, but the Lord still say that was a lie. You thought it looked fat on her, but you didn't want to tell her that, but you still lied. That lie that you told is no different than the guy that's cheating on his wife and lying about where he been all night. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all equal to God. Hallelujah. But the enemy will try to make you feel so bad. He will try to condemn you. He will try to make you feel guilty. He will try to make you feel like you're going to hell for what you've done. He will make you forget all about the blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. He will make you forget that those sin, hallelujah, no matter how far in the future it is, if you sin tomorrow, it's already on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's hard to accept. Hallelujah. Praise God that if I sin tomorrow that God already paid for it. Hallelujah. Amen. But keep in mind, you wasn't even born when Jesus died. Hallelujah. Every sin you committed since you've been born has been paid for 2,000 years ago. He paid for it in advance, but the enemy will try to make you forget, hallelujah, that whatever you've done, it could be in the past. It could have been years ago, and the enemy will bring it back up to you. Hallelujah. But there is no temptation common to man. You talk about these men running around looking at underage girls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. A lot of men won't admit it. Hallelujah. And I might be snitching on some of them. Hallelujah. Amen. But a lot of these little girls look grown. High school girls, they look grown. They looking at them. It ain't their daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they ain't going to tell you that because they don't want to be categorized as a pedophile. They don't want nobody to know that this temptation they experiencing is common. Hallelujah. Teachers ain't just start sleeping with students. Y'all ain't. Hallelujah. Pray. When I was in school, teachers were sleeping with students, and I'm not talking about the male teachers. I'm talking about the female teachers. Praise God. They wasn't nothing but 21, 22, 23. They wasn't but 4 or 5 years older than us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. There's no temptation common to man, but watch this. Watch the next part of this verse. He say, but. See, when you put that but there, that but cancels out everything I just said before that. Everything I just said is important. We all fall to sin. That's important to know. Yeah, we all sin. We all fall to it. But he say, but God is faithful. Watch this. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. See, the Bible tells us, Jesus tells us, Yahshua tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. For the lack of knowledge. Have you ever said to your, have you ever sinned and said to yourself, she was just too fine. I couldn't resist her. Or he was just too handsome, his game, the way he was talking. I couldn't resist it. Or that was too much money for me to pass up. I couldn't resist it. It was too much. Praise God. This scripture is telling us, hallelujah, that what you are telling yourself is a lie, that it was too much to resist. Because he says you will not be allowed. He said God is faithful who will not allow you to be tempted. I won't allow you to be tempted above, no, or beyond what you are able. In other words, you have a level of temptation. Everybody has a level of temptation, and God will not allow you to be tempted above that level. Praise God. In other words, every temptation, this is where the knowledge comes in, every temptation that you have fell victim to, every temptation you said you couldn't resist, you could have. Hallelujah. Because it was tailor-made for you. Let me give you an example. When an architect builds a building, hallelujah, some of y'all live in big cities. Y'all know them big buildings downtown, praise God. They before they build them, they calculate, you know, the wind, how fast the wind goes. They calculate, you know, what kind of storms they have there, if they have earthquakes, hurricanes, or tornadoes. And when they build the building, they design it to withstand these storms. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the same way, when God designed you, he designed you to withstand the storms in your life. So that girl you said was so fine that you had to sleep with her. You could have resisted her. Hallelujah. But the problem is you didn't know that because you didn't have this word. The word that tells us that God won't allow us to be tempted above our measure, above what we are able to handle. Like the song just said, he'll never put more on you than you can bear. And we always look at that like, you know, my bills or my health. You know, he'll never put more burden on me. But he's telling us in the scripture, I won't allow sin to tempt you above what you are able to handle. Every girl, every man, everything, every time you lied, every time you stole, every sin you committed was tailor-made for you to resist it. It was made for you to beat it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we didn't have this information at the time, and the enemy told us, look at her, she fine. You'll never sleep with another woman that fine again in your life. Praise God. Look at how tall and sexy he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. He looked like the rock. You'll never find another rock look alike. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at all that money. You ain't never going to see that much money again in your life. You better get it now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the devil is a lie. We always say the devil is a lie, but we believe everything he say. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then watch this. He said, but with temptation will also make a way of escape. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me every time I fail to temptation, every time I fail in sin, not only could I resist it, but there was a way for me to get out of it. There was a way of escape. I could have got out of it. Hallelujah. But I missed it. Why did I miss it? Because I didn't know it was there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now God, Jesus said it like this. He said, the prophets before you wished they had what you had. And what do we have? We have the word of God. The word of God, the written word of God telling us, hallelujah, with every temptation, not only can you resist it, I've also provided a way for you to get out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was a way for you to get out of it. And when you think back to certain situations, you can find where you could have got out of it at. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the enemy will try to mess with you then. What God wants you to do is in the future, when these situations come up, look for that way of escape. Know that you can resist it. Hallelujah. I told a preacher one time, if me and you get locked in a strip club, hallelujah, praise God, if we get locked in a strip club with all the alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine and all the naked women we want, when they finally break down that door, hallelujah, amen, all the women should be sitting on the floor in a circle and we should be having Bible studies. Hallelujah, because that shouldn't be too much for me to resist it. It should be just enough for me to bear it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he said that you may be able to bear it. That word bear it, hallelujah, means to take it on. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Meaning to resist it. You work with her. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you can resist how fine she is because you don't have to look at her. Hallelujah. You ain't got to look at him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to watch. You don't got to be on Facebook looking at everybody else living these fake lives. And you trying to live like they living. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that'll cause you to fall into temptation because you'll want to do something to try to get on that level that they're on. And they ain't even on that level they self. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And you tempted.
Amen.
You tempted to go out there and do what they doing. Women attempted to I'm not getting nobody in my inbox. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody hitting me up on Facebook. So they tempted to wear skimpy clothes so they can get some guys in their inbox. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All these things are temptations. Hallelujah. Praise God. We attempted to want to be. Remember when you was little, your mama say you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Hallelujah. You tempted
Amen.
To try to live somebody else's life. Hallelujah. And they life ain't even all that good. We got people buying makeup, buying hair. Praise God. Amen. Having plastic surgery to look like somebody on TV. Hallelujah, praise
Amen.
God, to look like somebody on the internet. And when you meet that person in person, they don't even look like that they self. Praise
Amen.
God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We tempted by all these things, and there are ways to escape it. There are ways to bear it. And now that we have the word, all we got to do is look for those ways of escaping. Hallelujah. Look for those ways to bear it. Hallelujah. We tempted to cuss people out every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Especially if you drive. People out here driving crazy. I don't care what city you in, what state you in. These people out here driving crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. But over the weekend, I was out of town this weekend, but over the weekend in Dallas, they had over 4 shootings on the freeway over the weekend. Hallelujah.
Wow.
2 people dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. That should be enough right there for you not want to blow your horn, for you not wanting to cuss somebody out. Never mind.
And
you
then blow your head off.
Hallelujah. Never mind. You supposed to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Never mind. I done passed you and cussed you out, and you like, ain't that preacher that just passed me and cussed me out? Praise God. Never mind all that. Never mind that person to come turn back around, pull out their gun, and shoot you in the head because you blew your horn. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a way of escape right there, just that knowledge. That's a way for you to resist, hallelujah, cussing somebody out. Praise God. It ain't like it was when I was a little boy. We could cuss each other out and have a fight, and then after the fight, we would be friends. Praise God. Nowadays,
amen.
You have a fight. Hallelujah. Amen. The fight, you know, the fight ain't even fair. If I fall, you're going to kick me in the face and kick me and try to, until I'm bleeding, it's got out of hand. All these temptations. Because you know, you get prideful when somebody try to talk to you crazy in public. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us, we say, but we'll say this quick. You don't know who I used to be. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I used to go to the front and pop that trunk on you. Hallelujah. You lucky I'm saved. Praise God.
Amen.
Because when God saved me, he saved you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So just to wrap it up on tonight, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not too long with it. I'm more than a teacher than a preacher. Praise God. Hallelujah. To wrap it up tonight, this information, hallelujah, is some of the information that Jesus wanted us to know, that God is faithful. Hallelujah. And for him to say God is faithful is to say that everything after this, God is going to stick to this forever. This ain't never going to be something that he's going to change. Hallelujah. Because when you're not faithful, you change. You flip-flop. Hallelujah. You hot one day and you cold the next day. Praise God. God say, I'm always running at the same temperature. Hallelujah. I'm the
Amen.
Same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Forevermore.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Forevermore. He say, even after you die, I'm going to still be the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. After the world comes to the end, I'm going to still be here and I'm going to still be the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have not changed from when I told this to Paul, and I have not changed today. With every temptation, hallelujah, there's a way to get out of it and there's a way to escape. All we got to do is look for it and be mindful that the devil is busy. Be mindful that the devil's trying to get you caught up. Be mindful that the devil done set traps. Hallelujah. Amen. Know this, the devil know what you like. I can't hook you up on no date. I don't know what you like. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the devil will send somebody your way. Hallelujah. Amen. Of what you like. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might not can go drinking together because I don't know what you like to drink, but the devil do. Hallelujah. Praise
Man.
God. The devil know what kind of drugs you like. He know what to put in front of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he know it. He don't care how long it's been 15, 20 years. He know that thing still catch your eye. Hallelujah. Yeah, you married and you faithfully married. Hallelujah. But that don't stop other people from being fine. Pray, y'all ain't gonna. Yeah, I know y'all husbands and wives listening to you. Hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
They don't stop other people from being fine. Praise God. They still fine.
Amen.
That ain't gonna, just because you married. Hallelujah. That girl ain't gonna stop showing her cleavage. Just because you married, that man ain't gonna stop trying to talk to you. Y'all know how these.
Amen.
Men
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These.
Amen.
Men, they wait till they wait till your husband walk off and say, "What's up, little mama? How you doing?" Who was that? Was that your man?
Hallelujah.
He know that was your man. Praise God. Don't fall victim to that. Pray. That's another temptation. And he look exactly the opposite of your husband. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Because that's how the enemy do. But with every temptation, there's a way of escape. We can get out of this thing. We ain't got to fall victim to it. Hallelujah. We ain't got to fall victim to temptation. There's a way to get out of it. He built us to resist it. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you one more example, and then I'm going to close. Praise God. Remember, hallelujah, amen, when he came, when the devil came and said, can I tempt your homeboy? Hallelujah. Well actually, God offered him up. Hallelujah. Have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah, praise God. He said, yeah, but you got a hedge around him. He said, okay, I'm going to drop the hedge. I'm going to allow you to tempt him, but you can tempt everything but his mind, everything but his life. Hallelujah, praise God. You can make him sick. You can take his money because I know that kind of thing, that's what he can handle. He can handle being sick. See, you may not know this, but God know you can handle the condition you've been in. God know you can handle your financial situation. Hallelujah. God know you can handle everything you've been through because he told the devil when he tempted you. Hallelujah. When he tempted you, Brother Bobby, he said, you can touch everything on Brother Bobby but this. You can touch everything on Sister Linda but that. You can touch everything on Sister Kathleen but this because I know they won't be able to handle that, so you can't do that. Hallelujah, praise God. So when you feel like I can't handle this, that's the devil. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Everything
Amen.
That God
Hallelujah.
Allows you to
Amen.
Go through, you can handle. It ain't no storm you're going to go through that you're going to get caught up in because you can handle it. The next time you see a temptation, say, devil, you thought you was slick, but I can handle that. Devil, you thought you was real good with this one, but I know it's a way of escape. Devil, you cannot hold me down with what you're trying to tell me because I know, hallelujah, I can get out of this. Hallelujah. I'm not the only one tempted by this. So if he can resist it, if she can resist it, then I can too. Bless the Lord on
Amen.
Today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word
Amen.
On today. We thank you, Lord, that there's no temptation that we cannot resist. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for your word. Touch each and every one of us on the line, Lord. Let the word marinate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord, and we just lift your name up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God on tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want to open up the phone lines. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time. Hallelujah. Will there be one?
Hello. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What a word coming from the man of God. I thank you, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that word. We need to know that word because hallelujah, the devil tempted Jesus.
Yes,
everywhere
he did.
Jesus went, the devil tried to tempt Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We cry. We cry like we can't handle it. But God said joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
We might go through bad storms, and we might go through some rain, and we might go through hardship, but the Bible says joy comes in the morning. And
yeah.
I remember hearing my son say, no matter what, trouble don't last always. Trouble
Amen.
Don't last always. So we go through the storms, and we go through the fire, and we go through the rain, but trouble is not going to last always. I thank God for
Amen.
This word coming from the man of God. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for what he's doing in our prayer life. I thank God for the men and women of God. I believe it's men and women of God on this line. I believe God got us all on this line for a reason, at a set time for a reason. I thank God because we are still here today. Some of us gone on, but we are still here to give God all the glory and all the praises. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. I come to give him glory. I come to give him thanks. Hallelujah. I come to give him all the appreciation that I could give him for what he's done in my life. I thank you for the word of God coming from the man of God, because I know trouble don't last always, and I know the joy comes in the morning, because he said, hallelujah, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. It might not seem like, hallelujah, things might not seem like what we're going through, but joy comes in the morning. Pray my strength in the Lord. And man of God, I'm going to be praying for you, and I thank God for that design word coming from you. And I pray your strength in the Lord as you pray for mine and everybody else online.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Alberta.
Welcome.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
So today it's not hot. Like when I cooked the fish before, it was like,
Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies or any more prayer requests at this time? Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I know that was a good word. Let's build the man up. Let's encourage the man of God. Hallelujah. Because that word was designed for us. Come on, let's give
Hallelujah.
God. For that man of God bringing the word of God. We need to be jumping up out of our seat. We need to be clapping for that word. Because some of us might think that we got a problem now. Hallelujah. It's good to face things now than later.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, amen. We thank God for everybody online on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe, amen, that word touched somebody on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Knowledge is power. That's what they tell us. Knowledge is power. Now we got the knowledge that the enemy don't want us to have. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy does not want us to know we can resist his powers. Praise God. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Do we have any prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah. We want to keep the man of God in prayer. Hallelujah in his absence. Amen.
Well,
amen.
Can I say this, man of God?
Go right ahead.
The whole line, but I know that we got some people on this line. And you know what? A hushed mouth won't get fed. A hushed mouth, a closed mouth won't get fed. We all be praising God, you know, for Jesus being dedicated, want to come on there and bring us word. But you know what? You can't get a spoon in your mouth if you don't open it. You can't get a word out if you don't open your mouth. Now, y'all know that was a word. We need to encourage our brothers and sisters. We get on this line and we act like we don't hear nothing. But I'm going to thank him and praise him for everybody on this line, because I know they got a word. And the reason I got back on here, Pastor Andre, was to ask you to pray for my daughter and my son, and pray for all our young men and women, pray for people around the globe. So we need the Lord. If we don't think we need him, we'll see. We need him. So pray for my young ones. Pray for all our young ones.
Amen. Amen, Mother Alberta. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace right now for our youth, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch Sister Alberta's children, Lord. Touch all of our children, Lord. Hallelujah. We need them to go up in the way that we trained them, Lord. Hallelujah. Help them if they've strayed away, help them come back to you. If they're back in you, Lord, help them to grow stronger in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help this entire generation. Hallelujah. Help them to see that they need you. Without you, they will be lost. Without you, Lord, there is no hope. Hallelujah. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life, Lord. And no man will get to the Father but by you. And we thank you, Lord, that you have come to us to give us that doorway, to give us that gateway to get to you, Lord. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. We believe, Lord, that our prayers for our children have already been answered. We believe you have already made those ways. Hallelujah. For you know the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We praise you right now, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch all of our financial situations right now. We believe it's already worked out. Hallelujah. We touch and agree that it's already worked out. We thank you right now, Lord. Take that worrying spirit from our system. Let us rest in you. Let us know that you have our backs. Everything has already been worked out. Hallelujah. You have made the crooked path straight. And Lord, for that we thank you. Lord, for that we praise you. And for that we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
all today. God is truly good. Hallelujah all the time. And all the time, God is good. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for everybody out there that called in and tuned in. Those of you on YouTube that watched tonight, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. We here every night, same time. Hallelujah. 5 o'clock Pacific time. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. This is the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We're normally headed up by Apostle Eldon Curry. He has something to do tonight, praise God, but he will be back tomorrow, praise God, with the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Those of you that, amen, have chosen to partner up or sow into the ministry, whatever terminology you want to put, hallelujah, amen. Make sure you get your seed in the ground. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So the ministry can grow. We're trying to flourish. We're trying to get out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We want to spread this word nationwide. Hallelujah. So everybody can be enlightened by the word of God. Not the word of Facebook. Not the word of Instagram. Not the word of Fox News or CNN. The word of God. Hallelujah, praise God, is the only thing that can make us free. We say we free, but the word of God, according to Jesus, said it will make us free indeed. Bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all of y'all that tuned in and called in. Hallelujah, amen. We will be back on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, same station. Out there on Blog Talk, y'all make sure y'all tune in as well. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Call in with y'all testimonies and y'all prayer requests. I guarantee you, if you call in with a prayer request, I guarantee you, you're going to call back with a testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's the power of prayer. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. And we're going to go ahead, hallelujah, and pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you for everybody in attendance. We thank you, Lord, that you heard each one of our individual prayers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us your word on tonight, that you will never put more on us than we can bear. Hallelujah, Lord, and we love you for it. We magnify you for it. We praise you for it. Lord, we love you. We lift your name up high and holy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we will continue to magnify your name day in and day out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We lift your name up holy because you're worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. You are now dismissed. We'll see y'all tomorrow night, same time, same channel. I'm going to leave y'all with some Jennifer Hudson. Well, I ain't going to leave y'all with it. We got some more songs after that. But we're going to leave y'all right now with some Jennifer Hudson. Hallelujah. Amen. Fix me, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you know you need God to fix you? When you broke, can't nobody fix you but the manufacturer. Hallelujah. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. See y'all tomorrow night. Ain't y'all glad that trouble don't last always? Amen. There's a leak on this whole building. I gotta move.
There's a leak in this old building, and my toe
has got to move.
My toe
has got to move.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right, and sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Bye.
It's time to encourage yourself, people.
Yeah.
is yourself in the Lord. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We getting ready to get out of here. I got two more joints for you. I know this one of y'all favorites right here. I'm going to take it back to the William Brothers. Another blessing. Let's get it.
Take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. See, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. All quite open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just wanna lift my hand, give God all the praise. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing.
My legs and I can walk.
Another,
I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk.
Another,
even the air that I receive.
Another,
I got my lungs and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see
another,
all the blessings he's given to me.
Another,
bless my family and they're doing fine. Thank you, Lord.
Another blessing.
Thank God.
Another blessing. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. One more day. Thank you, Lord. You made a way. Thank you, Lord. You've been good. I didn't always do what I should. Thank you, Lord. When I can't see my way,
oh,
you make a way.
You make a way.
I just keep on,
thank God,
telling you, I thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Another blessing.
Another blessing.
Ooh-wee. Another blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been good to me.
Good
another
to
blessing.
Me.
I got a tongue.
Got a tongue.
I can talk.
I can talk.
I got a leg.
Got a leg.
I can walk.
Jump up and walk.
I got a
another blessing. Bless the Lord on tonight. It's been a pleasure being with y'all tonight. Amen. If y'all want to watch the video, go to the YouTube channel, The Black Prince of Preachers. The Black Prince of Preachers. Like that YouTube. Amen. Subscribe to the channel. Praise God. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Care Broadcast Radio Network. We will see y'all tomorrow. The Kinetic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship and the revival that just won't stop. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Amen. Y'all have a blessed night. Let the church say amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
Amen. Everybody, y'all have a blessed night. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God can manifest in your life. Tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Y'all have a blessed night. Good night, family.